Hey, folks, this is Andrew, the producer of The Liars Club. First off, we want to say thank you for listening. We honestly do appreciate it. And if you could please click that subscribe button so you know when we have new episodes out, it would be awesome. Also, if you could leave us a review, it would mean the world to us. And we are starting to take our show on the road. So be on the lookout for live shows in an area near you. And also look out for our live episodes that are going to be coming out shortly. And we would love to hear anything you have to say about it, be it a question, a comment, a concern, or a crazy story that you want us to decide whether it is a lie or a truth. So please give us an email at theliarsclub1@gmail.com, and we would appreciate it greatly.
Welcome to the Liars Club. This is where we take our guests, we tell them to give us the truth, give us a lie, we figure out which is which. I'm Jessica Wellington.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
And you're about to get lied to.
Today we have someone we've been trying to get down here for a couple of months. You know what? I so dig you, Jason, because you are just the best kind of freak. And one of my favorite pictures I ever took is of you being naked with a sock on your penis.
Oh, yeah.
And I got that fucking exposure on fucking point.
Nice.
And so please give it up for Mr. Jason Tebow, everybody. Jason Tebow, come on.
Hooray.
No, I had him stare at his penis the whole podcast.
Nothing made
I didn't say it was a tube sock. Okay.
It was a baby sock.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It was an ankle.
It was an ankle. It's one of them low cut athletic socks.
And over here to my right, we have a gentleman that is dear to my heart because when I first moved here, I went and played a skinhead on Court TV. And this guy, this is the gentleman that I was suing.
Uh-huh.
And we got to play that together. And he's a regular face here at the Comedy Store, Mr. Anya Malik.
What's
Yay.
Up?
Anya,
what's going on?
He also had a pretty epic roast battle recently, which almost turned dirty.
What happened?
Talking about?
I think that
it's probably not worth speaking. If you got access to that stuff. My album did come out though, Drowned in Laughs. I'm really excited about that. Wow. way much rather talk about that.
You know what? I love how you shifted that. That was some fucking beautiful
footwork. Went from like
footwork.
Almost going to jail to self-promotion.
Oh, no, it was never that serious.
No, it was. I mean, it was really entertaining. It was really good. Everybody that watched it really enjoyed it.
So, yeah. Oh, you mean our episode of Judge Maybelline?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was an incredible episode. Some good court television me and you put together. I mean, that was such a, like, a weird scenario.
It really
you
was.
Know, coming, like, meeting like that. And
did you have people think you were, like, that it was real and that you were a skinhead, like, later in life?
Yeah, my aunt saw it.
Right.
She didn't even
shit
realize
like
it wasn't me. I was like, that's not even my name.
Yeah, they gave us names. I was a psychologist.
Did you change your name?
Jessica.
She wasn't even mad about the racism. You changed your name. I get the other shit, but you changed your goddamn
that is
name.
One of my friends Jessica. Back home in Oakland caught it. And he was on. He was like, he put it on YouTube of him yelling at his TV. This ain't no Dr. Stephen Myers. That's Anya Malik, man. That's Anya. You ain't no doctor. What kind of doctor got braids?
That's a pretty goddamn good point.
Nah, it's doctor. You can have a doctor and hairstyles. Stop. The hairstyle and the degrees is separate.
Wow, you took that character of being the doctor personal. That you're now you're defending.
Hey,
it.
Well, yeah, I played a doctor on television. Don't try to take that from me.
No, that's awesome.
I need this.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing is that we went into that, and that day we weren't even supposed to be the main. Defendant and plaintiff.
Really? No. Oh,
we
really?
Were just supposed to be witnesses. Uh-huh. I was supposed to be only a skinhead's wife.
Right?
Typecast.
Way to claw yourself to the top, Jessica.
Yeah, and I was like,
again.
I was a character witness.
Yeah, and then he was only supposed to be a witness for the actual doctor.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, not actual because it's all fake. But
right.
That's well, yeah. What happened was the main. One of the main plaintiffs had already appeared in another episode.
Yes.
And so for continuity's sake, he tried to double dip on that $50.
You have to wait. Yeah, I'm sure you have to wait 3 years.
You have to wait 3 years.
You can't be had been on a court TV show within 3 years.
No, he'd been
oh,
on
wow.
their on one of theirs. Yeah,
but it also had been 3 years. What? It had been within, like, it hadn't been.
That was a new show.
Yeah.
That was, like, the first season.
No, Judge Maybelline's been out for a long time.
Well, no, Justice with Judge Maybelline. Oh. That was that particular show with her. She was doing Divorce Court. She was on Divorce Court for a while.
No, he's right. He's right. Okay, he's right.
I'm a court TV historian, actually. Okay,
yeah, you did your research.
Yeah, I was there. It was what happened in the daytime.
I love that they've got a time limit. I like just who's actually going to watch it. Be like, oh, no. He was supposed to be like a chiropractor three seasons ago. This is not the same. Like, the fuck?
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming to the show. And so for those of you that are just listening for the first time, what we do is we have some of our comedy pals stop by. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth. One is a lie. Sometimes we'll interrogate them a little bit. I ask gentle questions, but fucking Judge Maybelline over here. She'll go down. She wants to know the info hard. So that's what we'll do. So we're going to start. And who would like to go first? Jason Tebow.
Yes, I will. Story one, I think here, it's mid-90s. I'm at Ball State University.
Ball State?
Yeah, you got it.
You just said Ball State? Yeah. Is that a real thing?
Google it.
Was that just the name of the college or just the activity?
You know where they got the name? right outside like Indianapolis. It's where David Letterman went to college.
Okay.
Donated a lot of money to the school. And you know the Ball Mason jars?
Uh-huh.
That's that family got all their money from that.
That's my grandma's main name. She's Bernice Ball.
From that family?
Yeah, we've got all these famous wealthy names and we have none of the money.
Yeah, it's weird. You got screwed there.
Ball and Wellington? You mean we had a whole jar industry?
Apparently, if they're related to that. You should take them to court TV. Sue the fuck out of them. So I was there. I was there like 92 to 95.
Okay.
Best 3 years of my life were my sophomore year. Didn't graduate. Dropped out of school to start doing stand-up. You see how terrible that has gone. And I could have been a doctor with dreads. but should have been.
Those are healers.
healers. Could have been a healer. Now, at the time of my junior year, there was like a serial rapist that was going around. And it was a long-running joke that it was me.
Uh-huh.
Because the only way they described him, it wasn't me. there was because he was wearing a what were those starter jackets? What were those things made out of back in the day? That were like not satin, but yeah, they're kind of like windbreakers.
The poofy ones?
Not the poofy ones. The like
sateen or something like that. Yeah. Like really super shiny.
So he had a black hat and a black Chicago Bulls one, but everybody there had a Chicago Bulls one. You know what I mean? But that was the only description they had him. Yeah, it was right, not like 3 or 4 hours from Chicago. And that's when the Bulls were like really good, so everybody was big Bulls fans. So everybody in my dorm was joking that it was me because I was wearing the same jacket. And I was dating this girl named Sasha at the time. And she lived off campus. And we're still friends today, actually. She lived off campus, and she had two roommates that didn't like me. Because
that's happened to you a lot?
No, not really, actually. The reason they didn't like me, it's usually the girlfriends. It's usually the girlfriends. No, usually the roommates are fine. It's the girlfriend that hates me, eventually. And the reason they didn't like me was because I broke up with her for, like, somebody else and then broke up with her to get back with Sasha.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
And they're like, no, you don't take him back. Don't take him back. But we dated for a long time, a couple years. And
on and off on your terms.
No, we only broke up.
Come on.
In a nutshell.
Tread carefully.
In hindsight, guys.
Tread carefully. It's a trap. Don't go over here. No. Don't go, sir.
I know.
Pull back, Wolverine.
Wait to see where it goes. They're really going to turn on me in a minute. I've got a feeling you're going to. Her roommates were gone. She was home. We're kind of like, this is like pre-cell phones. So we're like literally on a like landline, like phone sec. Like, not sexting, because you couldn't then, but, like, talking each other up. And I'm like, and he would always climb, he would get into their, like, only hit, like, certain apartment types.
Uh-huh.
They had, like, balconies and those sliding glass doors.
Easy access.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you get into people's places when they were sleeping. So I'm like, I'm going to fucking dress like the serial rapist. I'm going to come climb in your balcony, be in your, you know, living room, ready.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to come in, break in. We're going to act out this whole rape scene.
Are you stupid?
Oh, wait. You don't even know how stupid I am. I'm way dumber than
somebody could have shot you, killed you.
Wasn't even thinking about that smart. Go in, sliding glass doors unlocked. Come in, dressed like that guy. We have crazy sex. Her roommates are coming back, so I'm not going to crash the night there because these bitches hated me. Hated me.
Yeah, you just are play acting a fucking rape scene.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was half her idea. It was half her idea.
Sound like you got the green light.
Yeah, very much had the green light.
No, no, I know, but still.
The door was open.
Yeah, still. She was there like pretending like she was sleeping on the couch and shit. Or maybe she was. I can't remember if it was the right apartment. No. Jesus. That'd be great if that's where this goes. It was the wrong apartment. I remember her being white.
Jesus.
I thought I remembered her being white, but she was playing a black girl. I get it. So go in.
You understand we're recording, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
That's why I'm not saying anybody's real last name. For the record, I am not the Ball State rapist from the 90s. And So then I say
from the 90s.
As he starts
sweating.
From the 90s.
You know,
yeah,
yeah. I know.
Now that's a whole dip, but I was in a whole other state. We'll talk about that. That's
that motherfucker was an artist, okay?
My second story is a rape story in California 20 years later. No, it's not.
UCLA.
And and then she's like, okay, you know, my roommates are going to be back. And I'm like, I don't want any drama. I'll just go back to my dorm. She's like, all right. And then she's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm sticking in character the whole time. I ain't leaving out the front door. I'm going out the fucking way I came in.
Because you're a dumbass.
Because I'm dumb as fuck.
You're a dumbass.
So
what?
As I'm climbing down, campus security comes by, fucking hits me with the lights, fucking dudes come up, grab me, fucking have me on the ground. And I had to explain to these dumb fucks everything that I just did.
Call them
which I'm sure. I'm sure they're like, yeah, of course. That's what any serial rapist would say.
Right.
And she had to come out like in her like robe and be like, no, that's really what happened. And like, that's my boyfriend.
And you both were probably 19.
Both were 21. I was 21. She was 20.
Jesus Christ.
Campus security really handed you your balls.
They really did.
They let you go?
Oh, man.
After that, and then like, and a real stern talking to, like, of how stupid I am.
Stern talking to.
Well, I feel like these days, they would have held you no matter what.
Probably. And had it been cops, they might have fucking got guns out.
Yeah.
You know, they might have actually gotten.
You could have been stun gunned, pepper sprayed.
Anything.
Yeah.
Even just like tackled.
You could have fell
up
from the balcony.
That would have
been
worse.
With a boner?
No, that had long been taken care of.
No, before climbing
up. That's true.
You don't want to fall from a balcony with a fucking boner.
Right.
People think they have gophers
or
in the yard.
Let's say you fall on the way out, break your neck and die, and everyone's like, campus fucking rapist dead on the
floor. Yeah.
I could have gone out as that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that till now.
Because if that would have happened where you would have fell out and then died, and then people are like, that's a campus rapist. If you're the girl, you have a choice to make. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, and if her roommates could have been like,
that's
if
right.
They've been coming home like, no, that's him.
Yeah.
That's
and
the rapist.
She would have been,
I hate that bastard.
He broke
up with my friend.
This all sounds like a very happy ending.
All right, well, that's a fucking great first strong story, Jason.
That's first story.
That's story one. All right, follow that.
Ball State.
Yeah.
Mine.
I like how
mine
you didn't even believe that first thing, the university, you're like, this is clearly the lie. 3,000 students at this campus.
That's a great story about busting a nut at Ball State.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Good.
They're like big rivals, Indiana University, because it's close, and they're like super popular, and you know, you guys didn't even know about Ball State. And they had all these shirts that said, I'd rather
ball
you
than pieces of shit because we didn't know about Ball State.
Now you do.
Okay. Awesome.
My privilege is so dope. I'll be not committing crimes, worried about the next motherfucker. But yeah, mine involves police. I had evaded police. There's one particular instance. There's one particular instance, though. I had fucked up, and I, like, hopped the curb and hit this, like, you know, those newspaper?
Yeah, whether you get your recorder or whatever.
Right. So we was smoking, and I was passing the weed and not paying attention.
What year is this?
This is like 2006.
I'm just wondering how legal pot
2006.
Is.
Oh, it's 2006.
Okay, okay. No, I love it. Please ask any questions.
2006 in San Leandro. It's medicinal, but it's definitely not legal to drive, to smoke behind the wheel. It's still not legal to smoke behind the wheel. And it was crazy because the cop was like to the left, but we were already smoking. So once you're already smoking, you know, you have to act like it's business as usual. So I'm passing the weed, and I hop the curb a little bit enough to hit this newspaper stand. And the cop, I see the cop like ahead of me kind of stop and slow down. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I know this fool's going to come back and come fucking with me. But I don't have the insurance or any of the proper shit. And so it's me.
Did you just swipe it and keep going? Or did you, or were you stop because you hit it pretty good?
Like, I saw myself, like, kind of veering off. So I hit the brakes, but it was already too late, you know, by the time I was going to hit the curb. And I didn't knock the whole thing over, but, like, it was enough to move it a little bit. Like, I had to back up to, you know, and unknock it a little bit to set it back right. And then, you know, I saw the cop backing up.
So that's not just like getting off the, that's like, I mean, you were heading in the wrong direction.
Right, right. And I wasn't paying attention. This is before like, you know, this is before, you know, distracted driving was ever a thing. But I was for sure distracted passing. And I was like kind of panicking because I see this cop backing up. And I was like, fuck, I can't really have him look at my shit. So I waited until he got, not till he stopped, you know, completely, because he was still backing up. But before he stopped, and while he was still in reverse, I kind of took off ahead of him and then turned right.
So he could see where you were going?
Well, I mean, he was going to know where I was at anyways, and I had to get out of there. So I had to get out of that situation. So I turned right, and I knew he was going to be, you know, gearing in drive to come chase around me. So I bent another right. I was just in my mind thinking of basically all the shit he was going to have to do and try to react before he was going to be on my ass, basically. So I'm turning in this residential area. I make a right, and then I know he's going to be behind me soon. So I make another right and then immediately make a U. Like as soon as I make the U, so I can go back, double back to where he's coming towards me so I could go right past him. And sure enough, he sees me, and I go right past him, like, as he's been in the corner to cover the right that I just made.
Right.
Because I didn't make it in an intersection. I made it in the middle of the block, like, using one driveway.
Three-point turn?
Oh. No, using one driveway to scoop around. It's like a Honda. It's like
a little, smaller car.
An old-ass, like a, it's like an 89 Civic kind of beat. I used to buy cars like that. Like, when I would have a car break down, instead of fixing the car, I would just go get $600 or so and go to a junkyard and get a whole new car or just get like the part. And this, I had this like gray Civic. I could always kind of just get a part, you know. But when I hit this thing though, it kind of dented my bumper. So I was kind of nervous about being seen in this dented bumper, this Civic, but I couldn't be stopped. So I made that U-turn in between them driveways. Double back, past the cop while he's making the turn, and so of course he's going to double back and come back around me. I'm still in this residential, and I park, there's a freeway entrance nearby, and so I'm like deciding whether or not I should get on the freeway, and so I cut a whole lane of traffic off trying to get onto the freeway because I see him in the rear view. And so I get on the freeway.
Oh, Jesus.
Get on the freeway, get off at the very next exit.
Classic move.
And then double back and get on the freeway going. Then get back on the freeway going in the opposite direction.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love it.
You know, wow.
So, everything I'm doing, I'm like, you know, not maintaining the same course.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, a couple stops or a couple, because now once I'm on the freeway, this is San Leandro. Right, this is a local, this is city police. Once I get on the freeway, I'm like, okay, they're probably going to call highway patrol or somebody. So this is what I'm looking out for, is highway patrol. And so I went from San Leandro, and it's a border city of Oakland. Once I got into Oakland and didn't notice any highway patrol, I was just like, okay, well, they're not going to follow me on the freeway into Oakland. I got off in Oakland, parked over by some high school, Castlemont. Then, like, got on a bus and then waited till, like, hella later in the day. And then, like, hella cautiously drove my car to Richmond to like, a pick and pull to replace the bumper. And just kind of just rode around nervously.
So you got away.
Yeah.
And you were you driving like
Yeah, my homies didn't want to ride with me after that anymore. Did
you? It sounds like a very dizzying car ride with all these turns and loops.
I was going to say,
and
were you driving kind of like a jackass, or were you still trying to
were
be
you like
right?
No, I was trying to be evasive. So I was trying to not be in the same. I really didn't want to be in the same stretch of the road.
I'm getting away from the cops.
I didn't want to be on the same stretch of road to him.
And there's
because
no way
there was
you could
no,
have
I was going to
been
be able to
projecting all
him.
That because you were stoned, right? There's no way.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. If you're that high, how are you? Oh, he's going to double back. Well,
she hates
well,
high.
Paranoia,
she hates people
you know.
When they get high, by the way.
You no,
know,
I do not.
I thought, you
yes,
know,
you
I thought
do.
Even though it was like, even though it wasn't really, even though it was medicinally legal, I think you could have probably still got hung for having weed in your system, driving in the car.
I know, but we're saying we don't think that your reaction time would have been that quick when you're stoned like that. For you,
no,
like,
because then you're loose. Then you're loose.
Oh, you
yeah.
thinking you're? Well, then maybe
you're like,
you are.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it was kind of like an automatic. Like it was kind of like an automatic panic type of thing. Like, oh shit, I get the fuck out of here, and I can't be on the same stretch of road as this cop car because it's like a faster car. So
and
I
did he try to follow you?
Well, of course, yeah.
Oh, so how far did he follow you for?
All this happened, like, within a mile. The freeway entrance was, like, less than a mile away.
Did he follow you for
street,
a mile?
The main street and the freeway entrance had a bunch of residential streets in between it. So when he backed up, it was obviously for me. And so when I had came off the curb and saw him backing up and it decided to go forward.
Right.
I saw him moving forward. Already, once I made that turn.
Right. So how far did he follow? Did he follow you into the residential?
So by the time I got to near where the freeway on-ramp was, and when I decided to make that right turn from the left-hand lane and cut off that whole traffic, that's when I saw him in the rear view. So he knew where I was going.
Did he put his lights on at any time?
Oh, yeah. He had his lights on. Uh-huh. But it was
so
like
you were
like
actively being pulled over.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and what kind of police car was it? Was it a police
like
car
Crown
or the SUV?
The Crown Vic
in 2006, maybe.
Jesus. You know, these are our guests.
They just got Chargers last year.
Let's keep that in mind.
They just switched
like
up the Vic like last year.
We did invite these gentlemen here.
They just got more focused.
It's so funny because it'll be like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Come up with a crazy fake story and have a crazy real one and... we'll just talk about that, and you're like, you fucking lying dickhead.
Yes, yes.
How
yes.
dare you
yes.
think you can pull the wool over my eyes.
Yes. And one of you today will be crowned the king of the lying dickheads. Yeah. That's the prize. You get that prize. All right. Wow, you guys had two really strong stories.
It's
interesting.
True. That was good.
It's interesting what people pick to tell. You know, it's, you know, and it's what's fascinating is it seems to me that whenever we have two guests, they almost kind of have similar stories theme wise, you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah so that's what you're saying. But also it tells a lot about their personality.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
You know, like Jason is a sexual freak.
Fiend. Rapist. Yeah. Right. He's not a rapist, but he played one at Ball College.
At Boner University. I was at Boner University getting my master's, my masturbator's degree.
Awesome. Okay, so let's move on to the second story.
You actually know a little bit of this.
I'm not supposed to know
it. True one or not.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I was dating a girl named Danielle.
Okay,
knew.
Right.
And
maybe we shouldn't have named names.
Yeah, but it's fine. And she, we're on good terms.
Oh, good.
She never got play raped.
wow. But, Jesus, where do you go from there?
She was sober for a very long time, still is sober today.
Right. Lovely lady.
Lovely lady. I was just texting her today, actually.
Good.
When she.
Is this the lady that was the love of your life?
No, but she
it's
was
a
there.
Trap again.
Here it comes. Every time you ask me a question, I'm like. What you talking about? But when we first met, she wasn't sober, and nor was I. And both of us were pretty big drinkers. And so we used to do this thing that we would go to, she would always want to go look at, like, what do you call those things? But it's like a, not a housewarming, but like open house.
Open house,
and look
yeah.
at like fucking dope yeah. places.
Right.
So, but we did that once, and it was pretty fun. You know, houses you couldn't even think about affording.
Right.
And so the first time we did it, we realized we made several mistakes. One, we didn't look like the people that would be even, you wouldn't take us seriously. Like, I don't know, these are just looky-loos, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And two, there's a lot of free booze at these things.
Really?
Yeah.
They
have all kinds of wine and food, and, like, they cater it because people are coming by all day.
Right.
Mostly realtors.
Now, were you guys going for the view or for the free booze?
Well, the first time, we were like, she was like, there's this house in my neighborhood I want to see. I've always, you know, wanted to, and your question would be, where was this? Kind of by Universal, right off Melrose.
Okay.
You know, where it's like those, you know, those houses back there kind of get nice. I forget what they call that area.
I don't know. Studio City?
You know, when you run into Paramount Studios on Melrose.
Right.
Like the gates are right
yes,
there.
Larchmont
yeah.
or something.
Oh, exactly right. Yeah. Larchmont area. And some of those houses are super nice.
Yeah, they're
some
beautiful.
Some of them are like four people, you know, they're like four different units.
Oh, no, and
units.
They're all old school from the 20s and 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're very nice.
She came up with that idea. She wanted to go look at that. I'm like, I'll go. You know, it sounded like it was going to be stupid, but it was really fun. And it was like one of those, you know, like when your girlfriend or boyfriend wants you. It's like when your boyfriend's like, hey, come to this boxing match with me. She's like, that sounds like a guy thing, but I'll go. And then you wind up having fun.
Right.
That's how it was,
okay.
You know, because... It was supposed to be me, her, and a couple of her friends. I'm like, that's a girls' day thing. And I got
right.
And then they all dropped out, and it was just me and her. And it was, you know, it was much more fun. So.
You don't get along with friends of girlfriends.
No, I got along with her friends great. I'm actually really good friends. I actually inherited one of her friends. You know Jackie Gold?
Yeah.
I met her when she and I were dating, and that's like one of my best friends now. I talk to Jackie
nice.
Gold every
she's
day.
She's an awesome lady.
Yeah,
that's
I
a
talk
cool
to her
chick.
Every day.
Yeah, she's a cool chick. Yeah.
We always joke that I got her in the divorce
because
she doesn't really talk to Danielle much. Not that they're not friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, I talk to Jackie.
Well, Danielle's moved out of town a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
She lives in like fucking.
We don't need to tell the city.
No, her address is 3712 Whippoorwill Drive in Pacoima. So then we got to the. Have the wherewithal of like, oh, that was cool. And like, we should start doing this like a lot. Cause we left there with like a buzz and like had like little finger sandwiches and shit. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't know how hooked up that was gonna be for two broke comics that live together. So we're like, here's what we should do. Let's like do this every weekend. We'll pick a fucking house, look through and see like, you know, Beverly Hills, like crazy. Let's like up our game, G up, like dress really nice and act like we're a rich couple. That, you know, because they have you fill out all these forms like, oh, what do you do? How much do you make? And we were just drunk lying about everything. You know what I mean? I was a writer for television, and I made $140,000 a year and blah, blah, blah. And so she had a fake engagement, like a ring that could pass as an engagement ring. And we dressed up like super nice.
Right.
And then started going to these and just getting smashed. I mean, and we would be there. Most people would come in for like, shit. Half hour, 45 minutes. And the person, the realtor that has the listing will like give you a tour and tell you all the what everything, how old everything
is. All of a sudden you had a lot of questions about the crown molding, right?
Fuck yeah, you learn that shit. You learn what to ask so you sound real.
and just to stay longer, you're like,
Jesus,
wait a minute, what
Jason.
Would?
A million percent. So we literally drink between the two of us easily two bottles of wine.
Ooh,
easily we had a bottle of wine each. I mean, they have a bartender, like, oh, everything's free. You know, you're chatting up the bartender. Hey, what do you really do? So he's like, oh, I'm an actor, whatever. You know, now you're talking to him. Now he's fucking hooking you up. You know, just like you would do anywhere. And then, so one time, there was like, where the jig was kind of up, we were probably, well, it was, the place was right over, it was like these big, like, real green units. Like, everything is like solar powered, everything. Right by, like, Fountain and fucking, what is that? Crescent Heights or some shit. There's one right there.
Okay.
but point being, this one, so they were all condos. It wasn't a house. Every unit pretty much looked the same. But it was like three floors, and then there was a rooftop. And on the rooftop is where they had all the, you know, goodies set up.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
We got there at like 4. We left at, and when it was nighttime. Nighttime. And we're so fucking trashed.
Did you go through different couples as they came in and out? And like
at any given time, there's always about 20 people there.
But you kept meeting
the realtor. After a while, the realtor say, "What's up? What's up? Did you guys ever get busted?"
That is the time we got busted because they were like, "Look, are you going to fill?" Because they had these things on clipboards. Are you guys going to fill anything out? And we're sitting on the curb, like the front steps, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way it was even legible. We were so smashed.
And it was just that one house that day, or you would go to different houses.
Oh, we had done it. That was probably the 6th or 7th time we did it. And the last time we did it.
Right.
Because...
Did you ever hit 2 houses in one day?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. There was 2 that were closer in the same area or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? And then you could kind of play it off each other. Like, well, the comp's on the neighborhood next door. It's like, you know what I mean? And then... so then here's where it gets... This is the worst part. Is And this is where the jig was up. We knew we had to stop fucking... What's up, brother? So on that stoop that we're sitting, on that stoop that we were sitting on trying to fill this shit out, and they're like, "Are you sure you guys can drive home?" We're like, "We're fine." We literally lived 10-minute walk from there. We weren't even driving. They're like, "Maybe we can should call you a cab." Like, "We're totally fine. Thank you for everything. We'll let you know what we think." She stands up and slips and like pretty much face plants.
Jesus.
Right in front of them as we're telling them that we're fine. And I stand up to help her up, and I just fall straight forward onto my fucking head. Like a fucking Benny Hill sketch. They're like, "Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're both laying in a fucking pile." So then the jig was up on that. We didn't ever do that again. But I do still think about doing that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm like, that was fun. That would be a fun thing. Sans all the booze. Not to get drunk, but it's a fun thing to do.
Well, I actually, when I was working the road back in the day, I was working somewhere in Florida, and I can't remember this comic's name, but he was a white dude. He's kind of average white dude kind of comic. You all know what I'm talking about. And so we were in, like, Jacksonville or something like that. So we were so bored, because this is pre, like, internet and all that kind of stuff, that we went and pretended to go buy boats. And so we went to go
like,
see boats.
Like big-ass boats.
Yes, like because they have a lot of like dealerships and stuff like that. So we would pretend to be a married couple, and we'd just go and look at all the fucking boats.
What's the most expensive boat? Do you remember? Some of those get so crazy expensive.
I don't think I you know, like $250,000, but that was back in the day, so that was a lot of money. They were nice boats. Yeah, so I could totally understand the joy in doing that. Two very good stories. Any questions you want to ask, Jessica?
Not at the moment. I have my thoughts, and I think I've already...
I've noticed. You didn't warn us.
You're like, "Hey, I warned you.
I warned you guys.
I'm very easygoing, and I kind of like you guys. But this one, this one's going to run you through the ringer.
She'll bust a cap in your ass.
I think I've already pegged Jason.
Oh, wow. That really? Because
I've got him down already that quick. Why? Because I see him sit back here every night and lie, right? When he does with Don Barris. Every night. He doesn't stutter one time. He is such a good liar.
That second story,
he was playing that shit up.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to stutter and like, what was that? And he was giving us no eye contact in the first story.
I tried to
do
that on both stories.
Yeah, but then you started because you were getting into it. You were getting into it the second story, and you were giving us eye contact
a lot
more than the first one.
Okay.
Barely any in the first one. So I think that the second story is true.
Well, okay, but we're moving on to now Anis. Okay. Very good point. Very good point. But he looks like he's about to shut down emotionally over here. So
every time you talk, I get so scared.
So I think we should move on.
First of all, he's an asshole when he's over here. I just want to throw that side note in. That's nothing to do with this whole story.
That was some extra background.
I know.
Some backstory.
All right, Anis.
Did you know you were being watched?
Oh.
I do now.
Your second story.
My second story also involves law enforcement. I was wrongfully arrested and spent a weekend in jail.
So you got caught this time?
No, I didn't get. It was somebody else's drama.
Oh.
But so it was the weekend of Cinco de Mayo. It was like May 4th, Okay. Cinco de Mayo was on the 5th. Okay. No, I was hype. I remember the holiday
because
I missed out on the hump. Hell no.
Yeah,
it
how
was,
many
it
years?
It was 2009.
Ago? Okay.
It was 2009, and I earned a grant, and I was it was like a grant for a nonprofit project to produce content in local Los Angeles, and I was editing some footage in my apartment. It was like this small ass studio, and I noticed. Or I'm hearing helicopters flying, which is not really unusual at all in Los Angeles or where
they
I was at on Slauson.
House.
So yeah, well these were flying kind of low to the ground to the point where it shook the walls, and I came outside to see what was going on, and that's when the officer was like, "Hey, you over there with that black thing," and I had a camera on me. And so he was like, "Hey, you with that camera or with that black thing in your hand, you know, stay right there."
What kind of camera?
It was like one of the
gun-shaped camera.
Everything is gun-shaped.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know, but seriously, what kind of camera?
It was an Insignia.
Uh-huh.
One of flip cams. I don't know if you remember them little internet flip cams.
Right.
When those were kind of new. It was like 08, 09.
Right. Okay.
So, I left my ID and everything in my apartment. And so I didn't really have any way for them to verify anything I was telling them other than let me go in my apartment, which they weren't going to let me do. And so they had me, all handcuffed up. And another car comes around and shines a light on me. I guess they were identifying me or something like that.
Why did they handcuff you?
They were looking for somebody.
Okay.
I guess, I fit the description of who they were looking for at the time. And so they had me handcuffed. And I guess whoever was in the car while they shined the light on me identified me. And so they arrested me for burglary.
What time of day is this?
This is nighttime.
Okay.
It's about... When the helicopter was flying low, it was about 7:30 at night or so, but it was dark out already. But so they took me down to the house that was quote unquote burglarized. It was like a couple blocks down, and I'm sitting in the back of this car, and they're like all congratulating each other. They're like, we caught them. They're all like huddling in a circle, giving each other, rounds of applause. And the guy, one of the officers that's sitting with the car that I'm in, other people are walking up to the car like, "Yo, we gonna get you," and then they looking in the car like, "Oh, they ain't even the dude," and so they're like telling the guy, the officer, not the officer that arrested me, just like some kid they stuck with me to watch, to watch me while they went and celebrated their victory or whatever. So people from the neighborhood are telling this guy that this is not the dude that we were calling on. And the dude's like, there's nothing I can do. I'm not the arresting officer. It is what it is. I'm like, bruh, they're telling you I'm not the guy. Why don't you tell your friends over there? And he's just not fucking with me at all. Apparently, it was some dude that was working on a house. He was like working on a garage or whatever, like some construction. He was doing some construction on somebody's house. I don't know what the. I don't know what the specifics of his nature of business were there, but apparently he thought he was supposed to be there and he wasn't. But he had took a young woman there to like hang out and I guess he was trying to have sex with her.
Because that's what you do when you do construction.
That's what you do when you got a garage and you're trying to have some female company. It ain't to show her what you've been doing, what you've been working on in the garage. But apparently they called the cops on him. Because he was, I guess sneaking around or moving suspiciously with this young woman in the garage. But when cops showed up, he took off.
As you do, you know that.
I do know that. So he took off and they were looking for him and they found me. And, and one of the things that he had was his Taurus. He had this green Taurus. And, the cops were telling me, "Yeah, we got your car. We got your girlfriend. We got your Taurus," and I was driving a Cadillac at the time, so I was like kind of offended too. That I was like, "A Taurus? Yeah. Like, what are you talking about, bro? This is very disrespectful. What you're doing?" And so I'm going to jail though. They don't care. It's about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock by the time I get to jail, I'm getting booked. And actually, the young woman that he was taking with her, she got arrested too. And we're like both getting processed across from each other. And she's like, is that the dude y'all arrested? That's not the dude. But at this point, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's Friday night. I'm going to jail. You're not going to see a judge until
Monday. Oh, that's the worst time to go to jail.
Yep. All right.
Friday.
It was really embarrassing. My dad was in town. So my dad visited me on Sunday. Saturday was the adjustment to jail period where they put you in the, you know, they take all your shoelaces and put you in the bed. And this is when I learned that, like, they tell you when, not only do they tell you when it's time to eat, they tell you when you're finished eating, too.
Right.
Like, so, like, you know, the food that we gave, there's no saving juices and all that shit for later. And I noticed, you know, they have no way of collecting the apples. So I started saving the apples because, you know, you can't give the apples back. And they're like, how do you know I didn't eat the apple? You know,
right.
It's garbage. So I started saving the apples around lunchtime. So by dinner, I probably maybe had like 6 or 7 apples.
Well,
I was trading my juices.
That's enough to make some Pruno.
I was trading shit for the apples too. I was like giving up my meat products because I didn't want to eat that shit.
How you know about that, Felicia?
Hey, I have been around, Missy.
And so yeah.
hey, I've been around.
Wow, two very very strong stories. Wow. That's
well,
a trip.
It hasn't been resolved. So I'm still in jail.
I'm
still collecting apples.
Fuck. Okay.
I'm already using apples as currency. Like by Sunday, I'm like.
I can't believe the story's going to get better.
it was very embarrassing for my father to visit me. Yeah. He was in town for the weekend. That was pretty whack. Especially because it was like a wrongful arrest. But, you know, I'm a pretty adventurous soul, so I think they had kind of knew this was going to be headed at. They was going to see me behind some kind of bars at some point, whether it was my fault or not. But it was still kind of like, it was still a frustrating experience seeing him from behind the glass. And then on Monday, I got released, not because none of the evidence matched up with anything. I got released because the guy called looking for his Taurus. He called the tow yard. Trying to get his car back.
What a dumbass.
And then they said, well, they arrested you, you know? And they're like, no, I'm here. I ran.
And he should be like, oh, that's right. Well, I'm calling from jail. That's what he should have done.
And that's what they said the saving grace was for me. And I was like, not even the fact that it wasn't me, motherfucker. It's the saving, not the neighbors.
But they weren't breaking the law either, right? They were just having sex in a garage that he was tinkering on,
I don't even know
right?
if they got to the sex part.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they made it to the sex part. But when I left jail, I gave all my apples away to everybody.
You willed your jail apples?
Oh, yeah, I was like, yo, this is for y'all, man. I hope everything works out for the best. Y'all gave out the apples and got out of there.
Okay.
And learned, thanks to the Jamaican garage dude with the Taurus.
And that happened here in Hollywood?
That happened in South Los Angeles.
South Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Wow.
What used to be called South Central. Over the Buckler and 59th Street.
Wow, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry that happened to you, if that's the truth.
I know,
I'm
right?
Sorry, yeah. that's the thing.
Don't apologize yet.
You don't want to sound like a dick, and if that happened to you,
I'm sorry.
I know,
everybody
thinks
I'm a rapist all the
time. I know. Yeah, I gave you no empathy, and I'm all like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
It shows a cancer story.
Play raper. Wow, that's a wow.
Both with the law.
Yeah.
One, you got away. One, you got picked up innocently.
Right.
When you shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And you told the stories in this same kind of style each time.
Yeah, there was no different inflection on either story.
Yeah, because
you weren't excited about one or the other.
Right. That's a tricky one. I do feel like I was more confused with the car story. But yeah, I don't know if that, yeah, I feel like that was very confusing to me. But then I guess if you were trying to explain something that happened really quick, you wouldn't be able to explain it correctly. But
just from the angle of the car and the way he said it, like I just veered off.
Because I didn't even understand, because what did you hit when you hit the curb?
Newspaper stand.
Oh, the newspaper stand. Was it just like one of those like box newspaper stands where you open the glass and you take the newspaper out, or was it like a fucking newspaper stand?
It was like one of them little metal kiosks.
Okay.
You know,
someone stands outside and takes a quarter for stuff?
No.
Oh, like the, a little...
You put your quarter in.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Huh.
Okay, yeah, I just think the angle doesn't match up the way you said it. You said it like, oh, I just veered off. You know, when you're high, I get it. You go over the line. Right?
Yeah. You sound like a cop.
Hey, you're
in
this wire.
Oh, we all get it. I get it. You had a couple.
So, Jason, this is what I was just thinking about with your story about Danielle and going day tripping at open houses.
Yeah.
I can't believe you would tell a true story about Danielle being drunk, especially if you're in contact with her, because that means you greatly still care about your friendship.
In defense of that,
yeah, so that's
she
why
she talks about it in her act. She tells a little bit of that same story, so I didn't feel like I was outing her for anything.
Yeah,
she has a smaller like version with punchlines in it.
Yeah, is she still doing stand-up?
No. I don't think she's done stand-up in like 3 years.
Right, so that's why I call bullshit on you.
Really?
Like
you think he did the rape thing?
I think he told the I'm so sorry, but I think you're a pretend rapist.
Yeah, I mean...
The fake one, yeah.
Yeah, I think you are a shiny jacket-wearing fucking pretend rapist.
I mean, I know he likes to drink. And I've seen him a little tipsy here.
And I've seen him play rape before. No, I don't know. What about you,
From
Andrew?
First person point of view.
I want to say that I want to say that the second one's the lie. Because the way you explained where the house was, it just seemed a little...
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah. And I've been to a lot of fucking open houses.
The green one.
I've been to a lot of open houses.
Yeah, but do you remember where they all are?
I've never been to an open house and they had wine.
Right? Even when I walk by it,
then that's a liability to the homeowner. What about if people are getting drunk?
Yeah, but this is back in, what did you say, 96?
No, when you were day tripping at open houses?
Oh, shit. That probably would have been like 2011.
Yeah, I call bullshit on the second story because, A, the Danielle connection, and you wouldn't out her. And even though she hasn't been doing comedy for 3 years, that's still her story to tell. And I've been to a lot of open houses, and I cannot remember.
She's never been so opinionated about one, so I feel like...
I'm probably totally wrong, but I feel like the first story is the truth. The second story is a lie. Jessica, your thoughts?
I'm opposite. I think that the second story is true. I think he did go and find free booze.
Andrew?
I think that the second one's BS.
Do you agree with Ani? Felicia?
Ani?
Oh, I have to weigh in?
Yeah. Call him a rapist. Call him a rapist.
I thought as a guest, I just get to just
you get to ask questions too. Yeah.
Man, damn. And you say you don't talk to the first woman at all?
The one you play with?
I actually talked to both of them in the last 2 days.
Okay.
Sasha, I talked to about once or twice a year. Both of them have kids and have families and are married.
But you divorced one.
Well, I broke up with one, and then another one broke up with me.
Yeah, well, you referred to that one as a divorce. Whichever one you...
It was just a terminology.
So I think...
which one story did he say so that? That's good catch.
That's the one with I don't know, he won Jackie.
That was the first one.
He won Jackie in the divorce. No,
first story.
I thought it was the
second story. Oh, no, that was Danielle. Yeah.
That's second story.
Yeah. Second story.
I was wrong.
So
that part of the story, I believe.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, that part is true.
He might be a little more willing to misrepresent her.
Oh, so you're saying that the second story.
The first young woman. They're way both embarrassed.
Way to throw some ex-girlfriends under the bus. They're either way.
I tend to bring that out of people.
Well, yeah, one's embarrassed. One's embarrassed.
And he's like, I'm embarrassed to be on this podcast with you right now.
Yeah, one's embarrassed by her own actions, rapist, for her being that drunk. And then the other is embarrassed by you being, you know, fucking up the fantasy by climbing out the back window. And now she's got to come out in her robe.
Did you ever break scene? Like, did you ever break scene when you were play raping?
No, I mean, afterwards. Like, we hung out for, like, you know, a couple hours afterwards. Yeah.
When do you, actually, when you do a rape scenario as a turn-on, when is the appropriate time to break character?
Have you done this more than once?
No. No. I learned my lesson. Let's just say I learned my lesson. Break character. Well, her safe word was, I'm calling the police. So it was very confusing.
Yeah. And yeah, it's kind of difficult to lie about a sex thing if you a dude.
To lie so about think, it?
Yeah. It's well, because he didn't lie about the sex itself. You know, he just said,
yeah, but
there's
like YouTube videos out there about this kind of stuff.
But I'm saying, but he didn't talk about the sex itself. And so men don't really lie about sex, especially when they gloss over it. It's like, it happened.
So you're saying the first one is true?
I'm thinking the first one is true. The two stories are 15 years apart.
So we're both saying the first one is true, and these two are both saying.
No, I'm the only one.
Oh, okay. You're the only one saying that the second one is true.
Because I could definitely see Tebow, too, at home watching some porn, and he's going to like, I'll just use this. As my story.
You also got to think, though, that was like 15, 16, 17 years ago. Porn's not like it was the way it is now.
Wow, Jesse.
Are you ready for the truth?
Yeah.
First story's true.
I knew it.
And in her defense.
I never win.
In her defense, Danielle's like 15, 16 years sober. I never even knew her to drink.
Oh,
when I met her, she was
6 years
sober already.
Oh, yeah. That
she's still sober to this day, so.
I was like, no, you're not. I know, Danielle. You would have fear in your life.
I've never known her to
drink
ever.
I've never
known her
for
forever.
She's an awesome lady. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very funny lady. Very funny lady. I know. I get so bummed that she's not doing comedy anymore because she's super funny. Wow, that you had us going. All right,
God damn it. I got too cocky on that one.
All right, Anya. Any questions? Any last minute things?
I thought we weren't supposed to tell.
No, I know.
No, not yet. I mean,
do you have any questions to him?
I mean, I'm ready to vote. I think the second story is true.
You think the second story is true?
The apple collector?
I think so. I don't know. It's tough. The first story was a little confusing with all the roads and directions.
Yes, that was very confusing.
And it's easy to kind of talk yourself into a circle when you're making bullshit up. And the second story had
preach,
a lot of
King,
details.
Preach.
Streets.
Yeah. I was very confused by your story, that first story.
And
yeah,
even
it was a lot
even
of zigzagging.
Like you having a Cadillac at the time and being insulted by the...
No, that's the second story.
Yeah, that's the only part of his story where it felt personal. Like he actually really, like that got to him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only part of any of his stories where he like broke, because he was very monotone and like kept it chill.
My vote is the second one is real. First one is.
I think you're right just because of the Cadillac.
I think you're right too because I was very confused by the first story and then I thought I missed some information and then so I was kind of a little panicky during the first story. Like, did I miss? That's why I asked about the newspaper stand because I was like, I didn't feel like you were giving a lot of detail. And so, and I think you did talk yourself in a circle by going into the neighborhood and all that kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, all you proved is that you know your Google Maps.
Jesus.
This is before Google Maps. This is MapQuest.
Okay. What about you, Andrew?
I agree with all of you. I think that the last one's true. I think that the first one was, it was like the thing that I feel gave it away or whatever it was whenever you said you got on the highway. It was the way you said I got to listen back to it, but there was like just the way your inflection was on it. It just sounded like you were like, and then I took a left on the highway. It was just kind of, it seemed a little.
I don't like how he hit the curb.
Right turn from the
that
left
didn't
lane.
Seem right to me.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. So what is the, which one is the lie?
The first story was some bullshit.
Oh, yes! Yes! Yes!
I'm back, baby!
It was
we all won that one. Relax, Jessica. It wasn't just you.
But also, us, but and her.
Wow. You guys are good. We've never had a unanimous thing like that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
I don't think we have
at
all.
I'm not good at bullshit.
Wow. We believe you. We believe
the only he was right. The only part that you got passionate about was the Cadillac.
That's what made me believe
No, I thought he said that for the second story.
That's the one that was true.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what made me think because he was emotionally attached to that.
Right. Okay. I misunderstood. Wow. Right. You guys, that was so much fun. Thank you guys for coming here lying your ass off.
Step my lie game up.
King of the motherfucking liars over there.
Nobody.
I can't believe we were on court TV. You lied all that shit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that was some bullshit too. That was hard.
I am curious just real quick because I am interested. Since you were both on there, you weren't supposed to be the original plaintiff and defendant or whatever.
Right.
Did you make everything up off the top of your head? Was it all
pretty
BS
much? They kind
of
coached
us in a room for like an hour, just bullshitting us for an hour, and we're like,
didn't know if it was all.
We're like, we got this. Fine, we got it. Okay.
Yeah, we was acting like we was studying. Just bullshitting in the side room, like. Kind of just laughing at the whole process, like these motherfuckers.
Because they don't give you lines, but they give you, they coach you.
Like a direction.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming. And where can people find you, or what things would you like to people to see about yourself? What can you direct them to?
Anya, let's hear about your album.
Man, please check out Drowned in Laughs or any of my catalog, wherever you download and stream content. It's A-N-Y-I-M-A-L-I-K. That's the spelling of my name. Take you to Instagram. Search it in your search bars. Go to put a .com on it. Check out my sketches, my content. You get all the links on AnyaMalik.com. Or, like I said, put it in your browser. Look out next year on Netflix.
Sounds like you're right here, Anya.
Too perfect. That was too perfect. We couldn't have written that, you guys. That's improvisational right there. That's good. That's good TV. check me out next year. In the Dolomite is my name film on Netflix. And
nice.
Wonderful.
Drowned in Laughs.
Yeah. Wonderful. And Jason?
At the Teeb on Twitter, T-H-E-T-E-E-B. You can see all my stand-up dates there. And please listen to my two podcasts, Punch Drunk Sports, that I do with Ari Shaffir and Sam Tripoli. At All Things Comedy, and 92.7 The Pod, which is one I do myself, which is basically fake morning radio about a fake city. So it's more of like a sketch show.
You're a professional liar. I don't feel so bad now.
Thank you very much.
I will say I have been on your ass about the show. I love it so much. I've listened to every episode.
The one about the
92.7 The Pod. Yeah. It's so interesting. It's fucking hysterical.
It starts with season three, episode one.
Yeah.
And then it goes 8 episodes where everybody dies and the whole show ends.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to rewind to the pilot to the first episode. So there's 8 seasons, 8 episodes. There's only going to be 24 episodes.
Good for you, man. That's a great idea. Yeah. I love out-of-the-box ideas.
So then
like
you'll find like where we meet. There's all the stuff that's happening now. There'll be callbacks. And when it rewinds to season one, you'll see how people meet, why certain characters hate each other.
Right. I can't wait to listen to it.
Nobody plays themselves.
Yeah,
everybody each one is about a 35-page script.
Don't please.
Oh, nice.
Jeff Scott does all the music and jingles. Wow. There's 6 fake commercials. There's a fake Yesterday's Tomorrow, which is a fake soap opera.
Oh, yeah.
So every commercial on the next Yesterday's Tomorrow, you get to you can literally piece the entire season of that show together just in the 1 minute of what's happening in the next episode. Just the commercial.
Cool. Wonderful.
I love that. That's cool.
So, yeah, check that out.
I like
check that out.
Different.
There's
like
fake
said.
Trailers in the middle of a fake radio show. It's fun. It's fun.
That makes sense. Now, because I see you back here every night, and you just make. No, I'm serious. He plays with Don, and it seems seamless. And a lot, it's just stuff that he's just.
I love fucking with Don Barris. He's the best.
By the way, I videotaped you guys a little bit with my phone doing the Halloween show.
Oh, the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on my Instagram
TV. Everdrive. Shout out to Bears Kennedy Everdrive.
That fight.
Okay. By the way, you guys, sorry, I have to cut this short, and I'm very sorry. Yeah. Because I have to get out of here. Yeah. But I'm Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board. And Andrew?
Yes, follow me across the board at One Andrew Rose. Be on the lookout for my book, joke book. It's coming out on Black Friday. And yeah, that's it.
Maybe talk about the podcast.
Okay, oh, I can do that thing too. Please give us a I can't talk. Please give us a rate, a subscribe, a review, and all that fun stuff. Let your friends know about it. Please keep on listening. We've got live episodes coming out pretty quickly, and we also have live episodes that we are going to be recording in a city near you. So be on the lookout. We've got one coming up on December 19th. And
where is it going to be at?
At the Dojo of Comedy here in Hollywood. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get your tickets, even though they're not for sale yet, but get them anyway.
And Jessica?
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Follow me. Come to our show.
And you've been lied to. So I was fucking getting at Jessica.
I know every episode, and that's her ending.
I knew what you were going for, too.
Every episode, she's like, and you've been lied to. And I'm all like,
And you've been lied to.
Jesus.